Since April of 1985, this is the DX Audio Service, a nonprofit organization devoted to the radio listening hobby.
DX Audio Service, National Radio Club.
Happy anniversary. Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 2006. This is issue number 253, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. My address is 706 Mackenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number is 360-382-1957. If you live in the United States of America or Canada would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. And you can also sign up to edxn.com and get your DX Audio Service for your iPod player. Well, we have a little change up in our editors today and some new material, a lot of different things going on this anniversary edition. So let's go out west and listen to the AM Switch.
Thanks, Fred, and our best wishes and a bowl of virtual chicken soup are winging their way to Texas via this broadcast so that Bill Hale can soon recover his voice. And I'll do my best in the meanwhile to fill his shoes. This is the AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for April 2006. Call letter changes or new calls. New station on 760 in Las Vegas takes the call KEIP. 830 in Hilliard, Florida takes the call WJFA. On 860, Marion, Indiana, WGOM becomes WMRI. On 900, WCOR in Lebanon, Tennessee becomes WKDA. At 10:50, Cincinnati, Ohio's WTSJ becomes WCVX. A new station in Farmington, New Mexico, KUCU, on 1090. On 1160 in St. Cloud, Florida, WOYE becomes WIWA. 1160 WBOB in Florence, Kentucky becomes WDJO. In Beatty, Nevada, a 1240 frequency, a new station, KDAN. The CP is for U1, 1,000 watts day and night. On 1260 WRJJ, Newark, Delaware becomes WAMS. 1280 WGTX in Dufuniac Springs, Florida becomes WDSP. On 1280 WDNT, Dayton, Tennessee, changing to WAL. That happened on February 2nd, and on February 21st, they returned to WDNT. That was 1280 in Dayton, Tennessee. On 1300, KPTL in Carson City, Nevada, now KCMY. 1340, Tumwater, Washington, KVSN becomes KUOW. On 1350, KBID in Bakersfield, California takes the call KLHC. On 1350, Black Mountain, North Carolina's WZNN becomes WZGM. On 1410, KHOL, Beulah, North Dakota becomes KDKT. 1490, WUSS, Pleasantville, New Jersey becomes WTKU. Also on 1490, Lebanon, Tennessee, WCKD becomes WCOR. As part of that switch, WCOR was on 900. Littleton, Colorado's KCUV on 1510, now KYOL. And a new station in Winterville, North Carolina on 1570 WECU, and the CP for that station is for a U1 operation, 3,800 watts day, 200 watts night. Construction permits now on the air include 810 KLDC in Brighton, Colorado. They have a CP for U4, 2,200 watts day, 430 watts night. They're now on the air. They moved from 800. 910 WFDF, Flint, Michigan. License to operate has been granted for U4 operation. 50,000 watts day, 19,000 watts night from 8 new towers. 960 WPBI, North Palm Beach, Florida. The station has been reported as testing, and as of today, there's nothing in the FCC database giving them authority to broadcast. Their CP is for U5, 1,200 watts day, 250 watts night. On 1250, WNEM is now licensed to Bridgeport, Michigan, formerly in Bay City, and they have U4 operation with 5,000 watts day, 1,100 watts night from 4 new towers. 1270 KEPS Eagle Pass, Texas has a CP for U1 operation. 890 watts day, 32 watts night. They're now on the air. 1420 WLET in Toccoa, Georgia. License to operate has been granted to reduce power levels as a U1 operation. 1000 watts day, 65 watts night, and a new transmitter location. 1550 KDFN in Donopan, Missouri. CP for D1 operation, 1,000 watts daytime only. 1,000 watts critical hours has now been authorized and is on the air. 1660 WWRU in Jersey City, New Jersey. License to operate has been granted for U4 operation, 10,000 watts day and night from 4 new towers, and they've changed that operation from a U2. 1690 WWAA, the license to operate, has been granted to change their city of license to Avondale Estates, Georgia, from Adel or Adele, Georgia. Remaining U1, 10,000 watts day and 1,000 watts night. Grants for new stations on 650 in Casa Grande, Arizona. A CP has been granted for U4 operation, 250 watts day night from 3 towers. A new operation in Fargo, CP has been granted for U7 operation on 740 kHz, 50,000 day, 7,500 critical hours, and 940 watts at night from 6 towers. On 1140 in shallow water, Texas, a CP has been granted for U4 operation, 2,000 watts day, 250 watts night. And I know you're wondering where shallow water is. Bill Hale informs us shallow water is northwest of Lubbock. On 1240 in Beatty, Nevada, a CP has been granted for U1 operation, 1,000 watts day and night. 1290 Sitka, Alaska, a CP granted for U1 operation, 2,500 watts day, 1,200 watts night. 1450, a CP granted in Arizona for U1 operation, 1,000 watts day and night. Also on 1450 in Ruidoso, New Mexico, a CP has been granted for U1 operation, 1,000 watts day and night. On 1580, Georgetown, South Carolina, CP granted for U4 operation. This is interesting, 1,100 watts day, 5,000 watts night from 4 towers. And on 1590, a CP has been granted in Hawaii for U1 operation, 10,000 watts day, 10,000 watts night. Grants to existing facilities. On 710, WEGG Rose Hill, North Carolina, has received a CP to increase their power level to become D1, 2,500 watts daytime only. On 790 in Sharon, Pennsylvania, that station is operating on a special temporary authorization. That's WPIC, of course. They're operating 400 watts into a wire antenna at the moment. They've been granted a CP for a real tower for U1 operation, 1,300 watts a day, 58 watts night. That tower will replace a downed antenna and will be 106 meters in length. On 820 WAIT, a CP has been granted to change their city of license from Chicago to Willow Springs, Illinois. 890 WWOF, the CP was granted to move their city of license to Lithia Springs, Georgia, from Walhalla, South Carolina, and they're operating D1, 5,000 watts, daytime only. An application for critical hours operation with 3,800 watts is still pending. On 910 WFVR, a CP was granted to change their city of license to Wellborn, Florida, from Valdosta, Georgia, and they're being allowed to increase their daytime power to become U4, 35,000 watts day, 5,000 watts night, operating from a new 7-tower array. 1010 KBBW, they were granted a CP for single city of license designation to Waco, Texas, from Waco, Marlin. So get out the whiteout, ladies and gentlemen. On 1140 KLTK, a CP was granted moving this station from Southwest City, Missouri, to Centerton, Arkansas. They'll be operating D1, 1,000 watts daytime only. From Portland, Oregon, news on 1150, KXMG was granted a CP to increase both day and night power levels and to become U4, 10,000 watts day, a whopping 63 watts at night. 1190, KNUV, Tolleson, Arizona, got a CP recently to increase nighttime power to become U4, 5,000 watts day, 400 watts night. 1190 WNWC in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin received a CP for a power increase and D3 operation, 4,800 watts daytime only, along with a pattern change using only two of their current three towers. 1270 WXGO, a CP was granted to change their city of license from Madison, Indiana to Aurora, Indiana, operating D3, 330 watts day zero at night from a new six-tower site. 1280 WNAM, Nina, Menasha, Wisconsin, a CP granted to increase their day power. They will now be U4, 50,000 watts day, 5,000 watts at night. On 1460, a WDOG received a CP to change the city of license from Allendale, South Carolina, to Barnwell, Georgia. They'll operate U1, 320 watts day, 45 watts night. On 1580, Van Buren, Arkansas, KHGG, a CP was granted to operate as a U1, 1,000 watts day, 49 watts night. That'll slightly increase their nighttime power, and they were also granted permission to move to a new transmitter site. 1590 WIXK, New Richmond, Wisconsin, received a CP to add night service. When operational, WIXK will be U1, 5,000 watts day, adding 95 watts at night. And on 1600, WPDC, Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, received a CP to move to a new shorter tower using a Valcom antenna. When operational, WPDC will become U1, 1,000 watts day, and a mighty 17.5 watts, rounded up to 18 watts in most references. Amendments to construction permits include 1090 Farmington, New Mexico. That's a new station, not yet on the air. They have a CP for U4 operation, 1,500 watts day, 250 watts at night. They are asking for U7 operation, 10,000 watts day and critical hours and 250 watts night. 1240 KWIK in Pocatello, Idaho. They're currently licensed for U1, 1,000 day and night. They have a CP for U1, 960/250 nighttime. This amendment, which probably is correcting a typo, requests U1, 960 watts day and 1,000 watts night. 1490 WIRB in Level Plains, Alabama. This is a new station, not yet on the air. They have a CP for U1 operation, 430 watts day and night. The amendment as filed requests U1 operation, 1,000 watts day and night at a new transmitter site. And one application and CP dismissed this month's report, Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM on 990. Their CP for U7 operation, which would have been 10,000 watts day, 330 watts night, with 5,000 watts critical hour, has been deleted. KWAM 990 Memphis, Tennessee remains as a U4 operation, 10,000 watts day, 450 watts at night. License cancellations and call letters deleted. Well, this month's report includes 770 in Fort Deposit, Alabama, never having been built. Records of this station have been deleted from the FCC's database. 870, new station in Reading, Pennsylvania, having never been built. Records of this station have been deleted from the FCC's database. The same is true of the station in Herman, Maine, WNZT on 1230, never was built. 1290 KKSL in Lake Oswego, Oregon, gone but not forgotten. Its X-band sister, KPBC on 1640, has been on the air for 5 years now, so the owners have turned in KKSL's 1290 license. In Cedartown, Georgia, WGAA on 1340 silently slipped out of the FCC's database. The same thing happened in Salinas, California to KGFX on 1380 and to WWTM in Decatur, Alabama on 1400. Also, Adel, Georgia's WBIT seems to be a goner on 1470. Also on 1470, Kalamazoo, Michigan's WKLZ, the plate voltage has been turned to off on this station. Its X-band sister is 5 years old. That's WQSN 1660. On 1490, WQSY in Cordell, Georgia is gone, as is the Sandersville operation in Georgia at WSNT, also on 1490. On 1610 in Atlanta, KALT, This station didn't last very long in the air, no longer listed in the FCC's database, so it seems the licensee has elected to abandon the station, leaving 1610 kHz to the TIS stations and the Canadians. Blackfoot, Idaho on 1620 KBLI. In a move opposite of the trend, the owners have decided to turn in the 1620 license and retain their 690 facility. And on 1700 WJCC, Miami Springs, Florida, another short-lived X-bander, having disappeared from the FCC's database, the owners surrendered the X-band license, probably figuring their 1210 station served the intended coverage area a little bit better. Construction permits rescinded. We have one this month, and that's in Opp, Alabama, 1590. The CP was for U4, 500 watts, day 190 watts, night. Applications for new stations, Incom, Idaho, 1320. Someone has applied for U4, 10,000 watts, day 500 watts, night. Another great note from Bill Hale is that Incom is southeast of Pocatello, Idaho, on I-15. Make notes. South Shore, Kentucky, 1450, new operation applied for, U1 operation, 1,000 watts, day and night. And as long as we have our geography books out, South Shore is across the Ohio River from Portsmouth, Ohio. And finally, Ironwood, Michigan, there's an application in for U1 on 1490, 250 watts, day and night. Odds and ends from Bill Hale's wastebasket. Back on the air, WALE 990, Greenville, Rhode Island, and KCKN 1020, Roswell, New Mexico, which has returned with Country and Western Classics. WLVV 1410, Mobile, Alabama, back on with Black Gospel. WBVA 1450 in Bayside, Virginia, paralleling WWIP 89.1, Chelton, Virginia, but reported as being silent. KYDZ 1180, Bellevue, Nebraska. WHGS 1270, Hampton, South Carolina, WNBY 1450, Newberry, Michigan, and KBRN 1500, Bern, Texas. If any of our DX listeners have heard these stations on recently, please let Bill Hale know. The FCC announced that as of December 31st, 2005, there were 4,757 licensed AM stations and 8,903 licensed FM stations, and that is under their umbrella of responsibility, plus or minus a few, of course, depending on FCC record-keeping snafus. And speaking of snafus, you can be snapped if you're an operator. Fines are back. Find WYNI 930, Monroeville, Alabama, $10,500 for renewal application filing and public inspection file problems. But they still renewed the station's license. And that's the AM switch for the DX Audio Service for April 2006. Mark Dernberger thanking Bill Hale for putting this together, along with the help of Sean Axelrod, Bill Dvorak, Wayne Heinen, Russ Lay, and Hakan Sundman. They all helped sort this out.
Radio Club.
Now, it's my pleasure, and I never have had a chance to do this, it's my pleasure to turn us in the direction of the Florida sunshine. And let's check out this month's travelogue with John Bowker.
Well, you got the sunny Florida part right, Mark, I'll say that. But hey, fella, we got to do something with our cohorts here. Poor Bill's got a computer problem that's been hanging on and on and on, and Fred comes down with the flu, and, well, hey, thanks for stepping in as you did. Well, today we're going to continue our travels with our AM radio dials locked at 950 kilohertz. We're going to be going down the Mississippi River, basically, from the north to the south. And when we get to Louisiana, we're going to turn west, go into Texas, and head north again, all the way up to South Dakota. And then we're going to turn west again and come all the way down into Wyoming. So you may get a little dizzy today, but we're going to hear a lot of radio stations, too, and I think you'll enjoy the trip. But before we begin this month's program on the audio service, I want to give a hearty congratulations to Fred Bobe. Today, Fred, your baby, the DX Audio Service, is old enough to drink. It's our 21st anniversary. And so, Fred, I raise my glass to you. Congratulations on 21 wonderful years that's made the audio service probably the preeminent museum of recorded AM radio lore over its now 253 editions. It's a remarkable history. Well, before I start weeping, let's move on Now, as we begin this edition of the Travelogue, I want you to think back to last month when I played those, half-dozen IDs of different call letters, all from St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I missed one. So today we're going to start with KDOW in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, as we begin the April 2006 edition of the DX Audio Service Travelogue.
It's a new way for people across the Twin Cities to keep up with the Joneses. KDOW, AM 950, Twin Cities Business Radio. Twin Cities Business Radio is KDOW, AM 950. KDOW, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Debbie Edmiston.
That recording's from 1991, and when it changed call letters, it became KCCO. We commented on that last month. And so now we continue our travels down the Mississippi River. We come to the state of Iowa. And in the northeast part of the state, not far from Waterloo, is the town of Allwine. Now, if you can get on the internet and want to see an interesting website, go to KOEL.com, and you'll find they've won all kinds of national awards as a 5,000-watt station in Iowa. Oh, and they have been inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's give them a listen.
Radio you can depend on. KOEL 950, Allwine, Iowa. The one you depend on for news.
I'm Catherine Cowdery.
Today I'm officially declaring.
And as we continue to head south along the mighty Mississippi, we come next to Missouri. We're going to go to the community of Jefferson City. And oh yes, you've heard of it. In the fourth grade, remember all those state capitals? This is one of them.
For 37 years, first with information and news, this is 950 AM, KLIK, Jefferson City.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News.
Now, don't be confused, because KLIK swapped frequencies with a sister station there at KWOS. That was back in 1999 they'd made that swap. So today it is KWOS that's the dominant signal at 950 in Jefferson City. Well, our next stop as we come down the river would be, if you look to your left, there's Memphis, Tennessee. But if you look to your right and drive along I-40 about a half hour, you come to Forest City, Arkansas.
It's 12 noon, KXJK, Forest City, with the latest news update. I'm Jim McFarland. Sunny skies and 82. Expect a high this afternoon of around 88.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me. But now we're going to continue even further west in Arkansas along that same interstate. And just before we cross into Oklahoma, we're going to come to Fort Smith.
You're listening to the new Spirit 106, KZKZ, Greenwood Fort Smith, and KFSA Fort Smith, AM 950.
USA Radio Network News, this is Kim Taylor.
I see that KFSA these days is operating with the slogan Praise 950. So between its AM and its FM, they're getting a message across very well. Well now, we're getting down toward the southern end of the Mississippi River. We're in Louisiana, and if we stay in the northwest part of the state, we come to this town that you probably have not heard of. It's called Coushatta.
This is Charles Osgood. Join me in the next hour for another edition of The Osgood File, right here on KRRP, your CBS station in northern Louisiana.
Expanding your world with beautiful music. KRRP, Coushatta.
CBS News Update, I'm Steve Knight.
Now, I know that isn't a very good recording, but we sweated bullets over that one. Linda and I recorded that as we were driving home in 2003 from the National Radio Club Convention in Dallas, Texas. And we waited and waited and waited for them to give an ID, and by the time they gave it, we were 30 miles down the road. So I'm sure if you've ever done any recording on the road, you know just what I mean. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to make a right turn. We're at the bottom end of the Mississippi, and we're going to go into Texas, our first stop being in Houston. But I have a question about this first ID. Years ago, in the late 1970s, while I was on WHWH in Princeton, New Jersey, one of our local newscasters was a chap named John Matthews. He did a terrific job, and very shortly after I left HH, he moved to WCBS in New York, where I've heard him many times. But we haven't been up there in 15 years, and now I have this recording from Houston, Texas, and I'm wondering if it's the same man. I wonder if anybody can tell me.
Peter, thank you a lot for being with us today. I appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure.
And good luck on this book.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. I'm John Matthews.
KBRC Houston.
CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch.
Incidentally, KPRC, you know, runs 5,000 watts, being on a regional channel, and it's number two in Houston as far as AM stations are concerned. The number one station has the same kind of format, news talk. It's down at 740, running 50,000 watts. So they're holding their own very well up here at 950, I would say. Well, it's time to move north. We're going to go up north of the city of Dallas, right up almost to the Red River that separates Texas from Oklahoma, to the city of Denison.
This is KDSX, Denison Sherman. Hi, Farrell McGee for Holiday Chevrolet in Whitesboro. We've got a good remedy for that new car or truck fever. Come see us at Holiday Chevrolet out on Highway 82 in Whitesboro.
And by the time Linda and I got back to the city in 1998, everything had changed. In fact, they weren't even their own station anymore.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. I will talk to you next Sunday, 8 till 10. Right now, stay tuned for JW Sports Collectible Showcase next on 570 Cliff.
KLIF Dallas-Fort Worth, KKLF Denison Sherman. They're both the local talk station, 570 Cliff. 84 degrees at 10:01. Good morning. I'm Mark Lambert on 570 Cliff.
And so the Denison Sherman station has really lost its identity. And we have one more station in Texas at 950 out the western end of the state.
XTQ, AMFM Lover, Tejano, Tinero.
Well, it's time to give another state an opportunity. Let's see, let's go to Kansas. That's our next state as we head north. A 500-watt station, almost in the middle of the state, just north of Wichita.
This has been James Dobson Family Commentary, a production of Focus on the Family.
We have 83 degrees at 5 o'clock, and you're in tune with KJRG Newton, Kansas. It's time for the 5 o'clock report. We have a half hour of news coming your way from Radio 950. And this reminder, just before we get started, they're celebrating in Newton tonight. It's the 9th Annual Chisholm Trail Festival with fun for the whole...
And I'll bet you didn't know the Chisholm Trail was in the middle of Kansas. Well, we're going to go up to South Dakota while you're thinking about that and listen to the beginning of a ball game.
You're listening to KWAT Radio, Watertown, South Dakota. We have mostly sunny skies and 56.
Well, we're just about sent for baseball here at the Metrodome. The Twins and the Blue Jays in game two of the three-game series, and our contestant...
KWAT, 1,000 watts. Well, you know, in a blinding rainstorm from Great Falls, Montana, Linda and I recorded this next ID of one of the stations in the state capital.
KMTX AM, Helena. World and national news coming right up.
We have no reason to believe that there was a threat against the aircraft.
I'm Larry Jacobs, and that's Mark Abels of TWA indicating that speculation about a possible terrorist hit is premature.
Okay, we're going to end this edition of the Travelogue with a 5,000-watt station down in Wyoming.
This is
Rocky Mountain Country, K95. KMER Kimmer.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. Emphasis on men and minorities at the elementary level.
Well, okay, we're going to put the wraps on the travelogue for today because that means next month we're going to go further south into Colorado, where we'll hear from the flagship station of the Intermountain Network. But now it's Mark Durenberger's turn on the DX Audio Service. This is John Bowker, and we'll see you next month.
National Radio Club.
Well, thank you, John. Mark Durenberger up to bat with our Clear Channel Band Scan. And today, as promised, we're going to show you how one station used its 1A Clear Channel advantage to reach out to listeners across the country. In the midst of the TV quiz show scandals of the late 1950s and early 60s, WCCO Minneapolis created a program they called Honest to Goodness, in an obvious dig at the quiz show scandals. We've scoped one of those special one-hour shows, which began at 8:30, and we've cut it down to just 14 minutes to fit our column length today and to give you the idea of how it worked. What you won't know is that we've had to edit out a terrific amount of conversation between the hosts and the callers, so the calls may seem rather abrupt. And I've put little separators like this between the calls, so you understand we're moving on. As you listen, note the following. First, how many people were listening to the station during that broadcast? Second, if you listen carefully, you'll hear one of the announcers dialing a rotary phone. It's obviously sitting on the table, and the microphone is sitting on the table and picking up the vibration. Finally, WCCO pioneered telephone-to-air long before myself and others designed the new generation of talk show systems. Telephone-to-air in those days was crude, but pretty effective, as you'll see in this program. This broadcast of honest-to-goodness Clear Channel took place in the mid-1960s, and it's pretty entertaining. Let's turn back the clock and hear how one station really meant it when they said they were Clear Channel.
Do you know the answer to this question?
What's doing tonight in Young, Canada, Osawatomie, Kansas, and such towns as La Junta, Eagle River, and Memphis?
If you do know the answer to that question,
then you're in tune once again with Clear Channel, honest to goodness.
Easy as that, we start on our coast-to-coast Clear Channel program of honest-to-goodness, giving away money, getting acquainted with people, and learning about their parts of the country. It's Dick Chapman on that end of the table, and Bob DeHaven on this end of the table, and both of us on this end of the line. And you people are listening in, and we want to call as many of you as possible between now and 9:30. That gives us 55 minutes in which to cavort. Where will you first cavort, Dick?
Well, I've got what looks like a rural phone in Canada that I'm going to try and reach and see how it works out. Most of the phones that we dial anymore can be dialed direct, but not this one.
And then we're going to take another drop down the line here to Syracuse, Toledo, maybe to Fort Wayne, Indiana. We'll show you how the radio works on 830, that clear channel of WCCO.
Now I think it's about to ring. Boy, I'll tell you, we had to go through a few operators to get this one.
Hello.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, is this Carl Nordmark?
Yeah, this is him.
Well, how are you, Carl?
Pretty good, pretty good. I listened to your program here, I guess must have been a week or so ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And there you are in Young, Saskatchewan,
yeah.
Canada.
Yeah.
Carl, we've got a question for you here, which I hope you can answer. If you can, you're going to get 830 pennies, $8.30. Minnesota and Wisconsin Indians in the old days made their canoes from pine bark, birch bark, or spruce bark.
Yeah.
Which did they make their canoes from?
Pine, birch, or spruce?
Well, I think they used pine.
No. Well, that's your first guess.
Yeah.
No, you got to try again.
Yeah, spruce, then.
No.
You get three guesses on this question now.
Oh.
The other one was birch.
Oh, birch. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't get that so clear in the start.
I didn't think you did.
Yeah, no. Well, that's right. I should have known that.
You've answered it correctly, Carl, so you're going to get the money, $8.30.
Yeah, well, that's pretty nice.
That'll come to you in the mail. And I want to tell you it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, we listened to WCCO a lot in the 30s, you know.
You mean in the 1930s?
Yeah, in the 1930s.
Well, we're still going in the 1960s.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, it's a snappy night. I bet we're getting a lot of distance. And Dick is using the phone here to get certain of our listeners who have expressed their desire to be on the program on the phone so you can hear them and us at the same time.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul.
How nice, sir.
Is this Mr. Moser?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Well, normally I'd be at work with the radio behind my back listening to you, but little stomach difficulty and I'm in bed, but very happy to hear from you, sir.
Well, we didn't wake you up or disturb you by this call,
it,
I hope.
Indeed not, sir. Reaching over and eating a grape once in a while, I think that's good for the stomach, or so said Paul to Timothy.
Did you say you're eating a grape?
Yes, sir.
And Paul said that to Timothy in the good book, eh?
Yeah, a little wine for your stomach's sake.
Oh. You live alone, Leo?
No, sir. I have a very charming family, a wife and a daughter.
You sound like a native Tennessean, though. Is that where you were originally from?
No, sir. By the grace of the Lord, I'm a Mississippian.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. All right. Well, let's go to the question now, Leo Moser.
Yes, sir.
Here's the question. Cheddar is a popular commodity in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Is it sold by the yard, by the dozen, or by the pound?
By the pound, sir.
Oh, you win.
Yes. That was easy enough for $8.30.
Anybody that loves cheddar would know that.
Well, certainly. You'll be the pride of Iuka, Mississippi, and Tishomingo County now.
I hope so, sir.
Gee, it's nice of you to talk to us.
You fellows are regular guests in my home, and we're happy to have you.
One below in the Twin Cities, and we're calling all over the country tonight. We've talked to a young gentleman about 300 miles north of Montana.
Hello.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you, sir.
Who is this, please?
Harry Montevan.
Harry L. Montevan in Osawatomie, Kansas.
That is right.
Harry, it's good to find you at home there in Osawatomie. That's pretty close to my old country and not too far from Kansas City,
I've
is it?
Yeah, I heard you talking about the Marriott Museum and all those places.
Well, I got a fella here who hails from several places. He started out in Indiana, and then he worked in Wisconsin for a while, and he's been a Minnesotan here for the past 30-some years, I think.
He's our
quizmaster, Bob DeHaven.
Yeah, glad to meet you, Bob.
Hello, Harry.
Yes, sir, thank you.
What's your occupation in Osawatomie?
At the present time, I'm a rocking chair man.
Oh, you mean you've retired?
Oh, yes, almost 8 years ago.
Gosh, we just talked to a man who's retired, and he lives in Saskatchewan, Canada. There must
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I heard you talking to him.
Oh, you've been listening to us tonight, huh?
Dallas comes in, and Louisville, and Denver, and you.
We're close together, aren't
oh,
we?
Oh, yeah, they just go back and forth.
What kind of radio are you using?
Oh,
is
I've
it?
Got a 10 transistor, and I've also got a 15.
Well,
I
those
just
transistors.
I'm in that fringe area, I guess, with you, you know.
Well, Harry, let's go to the question now.
Okay, sir.
And if you answered correctly, you got $8.30. I guess you know that.
What would I do with it?
Well, you can add it to the money you used to retire.
Buy some more chewing tobacco?
Yeah.
Maybe so.
What are you chewing these days, mail pouch or
oh,
union leader?
Oh, no, Tinsley, a man's tobacco.
Tinsley.
Yes, sir.
And I think any brand is a man's tobacco if you're going to chew it.
That might be true.
Well, here's the question. Which of our Great Lakes is named after a Canadian province? Well, you know which the Great Lakes are. Just run them through your mind until one appears to be the
Lake
same
Ontario?
Name. Yeah, that's it.
Ontario.
I thought maybe it would be because it's a...
Say, thanks for talking to us, Harry. You've
yes,
been
sir.
A bright spot on tonight's program. You'll get the money in the mail, and Dick's going to check your West Brown Avenue address here. It's 2 minutes before 9 o'clock, and you're listening to the Joy Boys on their Clear Channel Honest to Goodness program. And it appears on this station with studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul... at 830-WCCO.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes?
Is this Mrs. Walter Lundeen?
Yes.
How are you, Mrs. Lundeen?
Oh, pretty good.
I just want folks to know that we're talking to you in Eagle River, Ontario, Canada. And we want to chat with you a little bit. I want you to meet our quizmaster on Honest to Goodness, Bob DeHaven.
How do you do? You're talking to us on the phone and your voice is going out on the air.
Is that right?
Yeah, and friends of yours in Eagle River, when they see you tomorrow on the way to church, why, they'll tell you about this.
Say, I remember from my learning as a fisherman that Eagle River is famous for muskie.
That's right.
Did you ever catch one?
No, I never did. My husband did.
He did, huh?
Yes.
I'm curious. How big was it?
Well, you better talk to him, maybe.
All right.
Okay, here
put him
is.
On.
Hello?
Hello, Walter.
Uh-huh.
This is Dick Chapman and Bob DeHaven in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we were chatting with your wife there, and she told me that you are a muskie fisherman, or have been in the past. Is that right?
Yes, I used to be, yeah.
Well, so am I now, and I'm always wanting to talk to the muskie fishermen all over the world, and I want to know how big the muskie was you caught.
Well, the biggest one I got was 56 pounds.
How much?
56.
That sounds like a lie to me.
No.
Oh, that's a dandy. Did you put it on the wall, or what'd you do with it?
No. The American took it back to the States with him.
Oh, I see. Were you guiding?
Yeah.
You don't guide anymore, do you?
No, I haven't been guiding for 7 years now.
Boy, if you can find 56-pounders, you may have a customer, I'll tell you that. I'd be up there this summer. Say hello to Bob DeHaven, our quizmaster.
Walter, I've got a question for you and for Mrs. Lundeen.
Oh?
Which is kind of easy because it's about fish. And if you answer it correctly, you'll get $8.30 of American money in the mail. Which of these tasty Minnesota fish is cooked without scaling? Crappie, northern pike, bass, or brook trout?
Brook trout.
Well, all right. That was a pretty easy question for a man who is a Canadian guide. Well, you win. $8.30 is yours, and we'll have it in the mail, and it'll be in Eagle River, Monday or Tuesday, Walter.
Let's take
another little trip, Dick. You want to go to the next one on the list?
All right, let's
That'll
do that.
Be Syracuse, New York. And Dick and Bob are having a little fun here. I wouldn't say little, quite a bit of fun, because we're getting such nice, friendly people on our calls on the Clear Channel evening.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I've been listening to your program.
Oh, have you?
Boy, those are difficult questions.
Well, maybe we can find an easy one for you. Say hello to Bob DeHaven.
How? Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm all right tonight. I'm on the radio earning a living, and Dick's doing the same here. We've got a question for you, but I'm not going to ask it yet because Dick is doing some telephoning here and is going to get another person who is listening to our program in some other part of the country.
Hello?
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, yes?
Is this Anna Geringer?
That's right.
How are things in La Junta, Colorado?
Oh, they're just fine.
We pulled a fancy here on another lady, Ms. Geringer. We've got a Mrs. Susan Hand on the phone with us.
Oh, I see.
She lives in Syracuse, New York. And
yes?
There you are in La Junta, Colorado. We've hooked you up cross-country, kind of like.
How do you do? How are you? Fine.
Well, there. That's the.
I've never been in Hunter, Colorado.
Well, it's right in the foothills of the Rockies.
So you girls are pretty good on the telephone here and on the radio.
Uh huh.
Well, how interesting. Well, we've joined up, you two ladies. We've joined up New York and Colorado. I'll ask you a question here, which is pretty easy, and you can ponder it between you, and either one of you can answer it. In Pioneer, Minnesota, a papoose grew up to be a Zulu, a Japanese, or an Indian?
An Indian.
Well, now, that answer came from Susan.
You still both get $8.30 each.
Well, that's wonderful.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, it's dandy to talk to you two.
Maybe you'll be interested to hear this, that we get more of a kick out of listening to our radio than we do out of watching television, especially out-of-town stations. Like Minneapolis.
We are pleased to hear that, Mrs. Hand. Well, girls, let's say that this is the end of our party line conversation. We want to make some more calls. And your doubleheader contribution was a big one tonight.
Thank you for calling me.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Good night.
Well, La Junta so far is as far west as we've been, I think. Except now we're going even further west. And north.
To B.C.?
That's right. It's quite a ways out there.
Victoria, British Columbia. That's on the far side of Puget Sound, I think.
Phone's ringing in Victoria, British Columbia.
On Cedar Hill Road.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul in Minneapolis.
Oh, yes, Clyde.
What?
Yes?
Who's this, please?
This is Mrs. Pope speaking.
Mrs. Lois Pope.
Yes.
In Victoria, British Columbia, Canada.
That's right.
Gosh, you must have a beautiful place to live.
This is a gorgeous area. It has a lot of water. Hmm. We're living on the island, of course.
What do you mean, on the island?
Victoria is on Vancouver Island.
Oh, is that right?
Right on the southern tip.
See,
and we're about 9 miles across the border, actually, between the United States and Canada.
Say, we have a question for you, Mrs. Pope. January is the peak harvest month in Minnesota for corn, apples, or ice?
Ice.
You said it. You said it. We have more ice than British Columbia, or at least Victoria, British Columbia.
Well, you've won without the help of your husband, Mrs. Pope. $8.30 of American money.
Oh.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Pope, for talking to us. Dick will take you in the other line there and check your street address.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Another clear channel has gone into the Smithsonian Institute and into the records of the mores of the United States with Dick and Bob. And thanks a lot for listening. We'll give you plenty of notice when the next one comes along.
Here comes the second half of radio's most shining hour and a half. Jorgen Nash presents.
This is the station serving the nation all night from the music room at Hobbs House, Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, WCCO.
Clear Channel WCCO in the mid-1960s and their radio program, Honest to Goodness. Golly, that was so much fun. I think we'll bring you another one of these shows in the coming months. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We'll be back in 30 days with the rest of our merry band of editors, with more audio focusing on the former Clear Channel radio stations. Until then, good listening, DXers.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two. KMRC.